Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Let's start off with music from a great pianist. Her name is Jessica Williams. She appeared several times here in Ottawa, and we're going to listen to something from her album entitled Joy. This is Freedom Bells.
Thank you.
From 1996, that was Jessica Williams with Freedom Bells, featuring Jeff Johnson on bass, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Dick Burke on drums, and Hadley Kalaman on tenor sax. Here's some music from trumpet player Magnus Brew. His latest CD is entitled Sugar Promise. We're going to listen to I Thought So.
Thank you.
That was music from guitarist Adam Rafferty from his album Three Souls. And we just heard Bootyology featuring Danton Bowler on bass and Tomas Fujiwara on drums. And just before that, we heard some music from Magnus Brew from his album Sugar Promise and I Thought So. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 FM. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. One of my favorite guitarists out there at the moment, and he's a guitarist that not too many people know of, and is certainly deserving of wider recognition, is Mark Elf. Mark is based out of New York, and he's released 8 CDs to date. He has a brand new one out called Glad to Be Back. And there's a reason why he's glad to be back, because for the past 2-3 years, Mark has been going through quite a lot of grief. In December of 2002, he was treated for a kidney disorder. And in June of 2003, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. For the next few months, he was going through some torturous treatment, but he had support from his fans and from musicians alike. Now, this album is dedicated to those people who helped him along the way. And we're going to listen to 3 tracks from this recording, starting off with a Ballad for Bertrand. This is a special thanks to Bertrand Guilleneau of the Sloan Kettering Memorial Hospital for his expertise. I'm glad to be back, and I could thank Dr. Guilleneau for that. This tune is penned in honor of him. We're going to listen after to Gaston's Gate. And he says, while dealing with the weight before my cancer surgery, Barry Gaston of KMUV in Wichita, Kansas, shared with me his experiences dealing with his own prostate cancer experience. Call me anytime and talk if you need to, he said. I got through it fine and you're going to be okay. He was a great help and I penned this one for him to say thank you. And finally, we're going to listen to Falling in Love with Love. Now, this is a second take that is on this disc because I couldn't decide which take to use. I hope you enjoy them both. Now, those are words from Mark himself. So let's listen to this great gifted performer. And I highly recommend any one of his CDs are highly listenable and very musical. And what I like about his playing is that he attacks the songs head on. If you want more information, you can go to his website. You can either go to www.markelf.com or www.genbeijazz.com for more information. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music from guitarist Mark Elf from his brand new album Glad to Be Back, featuring David Hasselton on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. And we just heard Falling in Love with Love, Gaston's Gate, and we started off with Ballad for Bertram. And again, if you'd like to visit him on his website, go to www.markelf.com or www.jenbayjazz.com. And if you want to send him an email from there, I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And we're going to continue with some music from Oscar Peterson, going back to 1958, featuring Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. We're going to listen to a tune called Phil's Tune, and it features Roy Eldridge on trumpet. But before we get to Oscar, here's some music from guitarist Harry Yanis from his album Eye Opener and Company. Thank you. from 1958. That was Oscar Peterson with special guest on trumpet Roy Eldridge, and we just heard Phil's tune. And just before that, we heard guitarist Harry Hyannis from his album Eye Opener and Company. Let's go back now to 1945, and we're going to listen to some Woody Herman. Woody Herman and the V-Disc All-Stars, featuring Bill Harris on trombone, Ben Webster on tenor sax. One of my favorite pianists from this period, Ralph Burns, is also on the band. Billy Bauer on guitar, Chubby Jackson on bass, and Johnny Blowers is on drums. And we're going to hear a composition entitled John Hardy's Wife.
Thank you.
was music from Woody Herman and the V-Disc All-Stars from 1945, and we heard John Hardy's Wife. Well, in 1946, Ben Webster went into the studio in New York, and he put together quite an interesting band, and they recorded a few tracks, one of them that we're going to listen to right now. It's a composition that's entitled Spang. And we're going to listen to Al Haig on piano, Bill Durango on guitar, John Simmons on bass, and a drummer, not my favorite drummer from this period, but someone who, when he was on, was very good, but when he was off, was actually quite unlistenable, Sid Catlett on drums. This is from May the 15th, 1946, and the Ben Webster Quintet with Spang. Music from Ben Webster from 1946, and we heard Spang. We're going to move up a few years to 1959, and Donald Byrd with Pepper Adams, some of the great recordings that they made for Blue Note, and featuring Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Walter Davis on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. We're going to listen to Devil Whip. Thank you. was from 1959, a composition written by trumpet player Donald Byrd entitled Devil Whip, featuring Donald Byrd and Pepper Adams, some of the great recordings they made for Blue Note. Now we're going to jump ahead a few years. Another recording made October the 5th, 1967. Donald Byrd and Pepper Adams went back into the studios and they recorded a Chick Corea composition entitled Chico San. Now, this band is very special because it features two young versions of musicians who were to make their mark only a few years later. Chick Corea on piano, Miroslav Vitus on bass, Mickey Roker on drums, Sonny Red is on alto sax, and we're going to listen to Chico San.
Thank you.
from 1967, an early composition from Chick Corea entitled Chico San, featuring Donald Byrd and Pepper Adams. We're going to conclude the mini special on these two great musicians with a recording that they made in 1958. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Jackie McLean this time on alto sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, and maintaining the piano chair, Wynton Kelly, Sam Jones on bass, who we heard last week, and Art Taylor is on drums. We're going to listen to their version of Lover, Come Back to Me. Thank you. That was music from Donald Byrd and the great Pepper Adams on baritone sax. Donald Byrd went on to later become a dentist and a pilot, and Pepper Adams passed away during the 1980s. But at least we have the music to listen to, and what we just heard was a blistering version of Lover Come Back to Me. I don't think I've ever heard a version quite so spirited before. And it's sad because Donald Byrd was actually quite an up-and-coming trumpeter at the time, and it's too bad that he didn't continue playing. I'm not sure if he does to this day, but at least, like I said before, we still have a lot of the recordings that we can listen to that he made many years ago. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, coming to you from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM, or if you're listening on the internet, www.chuo.fm. Let's take a trip now to the Club Montmartre in Copenhagen, one of the most famous jazz clubs in Europe. October 1963 is the date, and we're going to listen to the Rossin Roland Kirk Quartet. Now, I must tell you before we play this band, in 1971, one of the first concerts that I saw was Dizzy Gillespie at Place des Arts. Now, I mentioned this before on the show, but he had a special guest walk out who was playing at the Esquire Show Bar, and I didn't know who he was at the time, Rossin Roland Kirk. All I knew was that there was this man appearing on stage with sunglasses and a multitude of various reed instruments, and he happened to put them in his mouth all at once and made some incredible noise with them. So we're going to listen to the Rossin Roland Kirk Quartet with Roland Kirk on tenor sax, manzello, stritch, siren, and flute. The great Tete Montenegro on piano, Niels Henning Orsted Petersen and Don Moore on bass, J.C. Moses on drums, and appearing, I'm not sure if it's on the next cut or not, but Sonny Boy Williamson on harmonica. One of the most influential musicians in jazz, the great Rossin Roland Kirk, with Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo.
Thank you.
Live at the MOMART in Copenhagen, that was the music of Rassan Roland Kirk and his version of Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo. We're going to go for one more number and listen to his version of My Heart Stood Still. music of Russ and Roland Kirk, recorded live at the Momart in Copenhagen in 1963, and we just heard My Heart Stood Still. I'm Randy McElligott, and we're listening to some great jazz this afternoon on CHUO-FM. The show is called In Transition, and we're going to continue with one of the most powerful trumpet players in jazz, Lee Morgan. Lee Morgan recorded an album for Universal Recording in Chicago. Actually, this is the studio it was recorded at, October the 14th, 1960, but it was released on the VJ label. Featuring on this album, Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, Eddie Higgins on piano, Art Davis on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. We're going to listen to The Hearing. From 1960, that was the music of Lee Morgan with The Hearing. We're going to move now to 1957 and listen to more music from Lee Morgan. This time around, he was recording for the Blue Note label, and this recording features Gigi Grease on alto sax and flute, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and the always reliable Charlie Pearsip on drums. We're going to listen to a composition written by Benny Golson entitled Mesabi Chant. music from Lee Morgan and Masabi Chant, one of the Blue Note recordings that he made, and it's a beautiful recording at that. My name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're going to continue with some music from Wayne Shorter, and this is one of the... This is definitely a standard, and I'm sure one that Ozzy knows very well. I'm going to play it for you now, and it features the great rhythm section of Miles Davis, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Mac the Knife. Thank you. We just heard some music from Wynton Kelly with a song entitled June Night. My name is Randy McKelligott. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. And don't forget, Ozzy's coming up at the top of the hour with German news, music, and commentary until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Have a good one. Bye for now. We'll be right back.